Okay, Chevra, let's continue what we're up to in Siman Sadi Dalet. Yesterday we spoke very briefly about the machloikis between the Mechaber and the Ramav, about the famous double dip. Right? The Mechaber holds that if you stick a spoon into the pot twice, so you need shnei po'amim shishim. The Ramav disagrees, and the Ramav says it's sagi b'pamachas shishim. One time shishim is going to be enough. And the official reason that's given in the Ramav, in the official reason, seems to be based on this Trumas Hadeshen, the Beis Yosef quote from the Trumas Hadeshen, that you only need one palm shishim, because when you think about it, the first time I stick the spoon into the kaf chalavis, into the kedera, so most of the chalav will leave the spoon, a little bit of chalav will remain inside the spoon. So any shishim keneged the amount of chalav that left the spoon. And then I take the spoon out and I stick the spoon again a second time. So the smak says you need shnei pa'amim shishim, because listen, the second time I stick the spoon in, that little bit of chalav that remained behind is going to become basar b'chalav, and I have to mevatel that little bit of chalav also. And the Trumas Hadeshen says, no, it's not going to become basar b'chalav, because kozman, the spoon is inside the pot, so the chalav that's in the spoon is makushar with the other chalav. Then, at once it's makushar, it can't be that chalav comes basar b'chalav, it's connected to all the other chalav. Aye, you're going to take it out? You're going to take it out of the pot, and at that point it should become usher. Zakhni Trumas Hadeshen can't become usher at that point because it is a kli sheni, and kli sheni doesn't become usher. Right? That's the official reason that's given in the Trumas Hadeshen. And it happens if you read the Shach slowly and carefully. In Sivkatan Vav, the Shach tainas that there's another reason also. Zak the Shach. Right here, middle of Sifkat Vav, b'kahay gavna ein lahachmir, va'afil b'isra atzmo shenafal kedera kama pa'amim kaimulam de'ein sarech ela pam achas shishim kedo kaman simit tzadichas sov sifdal b'hagah. Meaning to say, the Shach is saying that if you read the Ramah in tzadichas, if I have an isra, let's have some chaylev that falls into the pot twice. No, a shtikul chaylev falls in, comes out, same shtikl chaylev, falls into the pot again. So the Ramah says that all you need is one palm shishim. Why do I need only one palm shishim? Well, shouldn't I be worried that maybe a tiny drop of chaylev remained inside, and now the water, whatever was in the pot, entered that piece of chaylev, and now it's going to come out again. So now I should need a shnei palm shishim. So apparently you don't need shnei pa'amim shishim. And that's because since the entire issue, the way the Prima Gadim is mevair this, and the Goyin in Os Chaf in Siman Tzadi Ches explains this way, right? The whole issue that we're dealing with is really a concern of Midrabanon, no? What am I worried about? I'm worried about that this bit of nevela, right, comes out into the pot one time, and then more nevela is going to come out. So ultimately, that's going to be a din of min b'mino. Min b'mino, right, in the worst case scenario, is only a din to Rabbonon. If it's only a din to Rabbonon, and it looks like the same thing fell in twice, so I don't have to be choshesh that it should become usher. Now, what the Shach is really saying here, in Sivkatan Vav, therefore, is that we have another reason to be mekel on the double dipping of the spoon. It's not only because the spoon has a din of a kli sheni, and kli sheni can't become usher, right? That's the Trumas Hadeshen's official reason. But there's another reason. The reason is because, listen, it looks like the same thing came in twice, right? If the same thing comes into the pot twice, so has svara noisenes, then you shouldn't answer. It doesn't look to people like it should really require a second shishim. If you look in the Ba'dei HaShulchan in Sifkatin Chaf Gimel, right? Kevon delo nira ayidei hatchiva hashniya kinosim bo'od iser. It doesn't appear like additional iser is coming in. So lo hechmiru chachomim lahatzrich old pam shishim. Right? It's a totally separate cheshbin based on the Ramah in Simin Tzadi Ches. That's what emerges from the Shachin Ois Vav, that we really have two cheshbainas. Good? One cheshbin is that the kaf becomes a kli sheni. The second cheshbin is not working midin kli sheni, but just the same thing comes in twice, and we're dealing with an issue midrabanan, so therefore we'll say min bimino is not going to be min bimino, which is a din drabanan. We're not going to say it in a situation that doesn't appear to people like it should be a problem. Now, our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer. Yes, sir.
Isn't it only min b'mino the second time it's fitted?
Right.
The first time it's min b'mino.
The first time it's min b'mino, the second time it's min b'mino, but since the second time it's a min b'mino and it doesn't... I shouldn't ask a min b'mino in a situation where it doesn't appear asar. But the second time, I don't require a second min shishim because it doesn't appear to people like it's asar. That's the basic cheshbon. That's what Five writes in Sifkatin Chaf Gimel. Good? Now, Zok the Megillah Sefer, that the Trumas Hadeshen's reason, the reason that the spoon has a din like a kli sheni, does not seem to be the reason that's accepted lahalacha. And maybe the reason that we accept lahalacha is something more similar to the second reason that we just mentioned. I should point out, for sake of completeness, that in the Bali HaShulchan Sifkatin Chaf Gimel, he has four different reasons why you don't need Shnei Pa'amim Shishim, according to the Ramah, by the double dip. We're Bigadol presenting it in two separate ways. Trumas Hadeshen versus what we're calling the Min B'minoi Svara, that they weren't Machmiran, etc. Let's go to Se'if Gimel. In Se'if Gimel, the din is, if I stick a Kaf Choyleves into a Fleshik pot, and there is Shishim, so the din is that the kedera and the tavshil is mutter, the Mechaber says. Because there's shishim. So the amount of milk that's going to come out is going to be usser. But the calf remains usser. Beinim basar, beinim chalav, lafisha hi belu'a mi basar b'chalav. The spoon remains usser because I'm worried that maybe not all of the chalav left the spoon. We're never sure. Maybe all of it didn't leave. And therefore, maybe a tiny drop of chalav remains inside the spoon, and the spoon becomes basar b'chalav, right? The spoon becomes basar b'chalav, so therefore the din is, I should not use this spoon. The spoon becomes a spoon of basar b'chalav. Comes on the shach, in the ostes. And he says, don't use the spoon even im sha'ar devarim. No? Don't use the spoon even to stick it into vegetables or the like. Why not? Because the spoon is basar b'chalav. And I can't use a basar b'chalav spoon in vegetables, right? So far, so good. So everyone jumps up and down, they spit water nickels, they say, what are you talking about? The Chavistas asks the Kasha. In Sifkatan Vav. Everyone else asks the Kasha, what are you talking about? Why would the spoon become Basar B'chalav? I have a milchig spoon. I stick it into a fleshig pot, right? Kolzman, the spoon is inside the pot. It can't become Asar because of our Svara of Makushar. Remember? When I take the spoon out of the pot, it's a klisheni. It also can't become Asar. So how on earth did this spoon become basar b'chalav to the extent that the Shach says, if I use the spoon in a kedera of yirakos, it's going to make everything usher? Why would it make everything usher? L'cha'ora, the spoon is not basar b'chalav, according to the Trumas Hadeshen, no? Is that a strong kasha, ladies and gentlemen of the jury? Ladies and gentlemen, we don't give smicha to women in YU. But we'll still use that expression. But the Maisa, right? What's going on here? That's the kasha that they ask on this din. Rosenzweig.
Does that mean the spoon is itself is asr b'hano, or is it that...
So l'chayim, the spoon can't become asr b'hano.
But, meaning the food is not as real as the dairy in the spoon. It's just...
What's it? This basar.
There's still bleus of the meat and dairy.
So there's bleus of meat and dairy in the spoon, but their bleus like of a klisheni, which can't make it basar b'cholov.
Right, but they both have. And then they might not mix together.
Speak to me.
So then they would stick it back into vegetables.
So zuck the chavastas. Zuck the chavastas, a yishuv, to how come the shaft says it's usur to use the spoon in the yirakos. So the chavastas says that the reason why it's usur is because when they stick the spoon back into the vegetables, so basar b'cholov will come out in those vegetables. No? The spoon, right, was not basar b'cholov, because it's a klisheni. So klisheni can't become basar b'cholov. It's not derech bishul. But there is basar in the spoon. There is cholov in the spoon. When they have basar and cholov in the spoon, then they stick it into vegetables of a kli rishon. So what will happen is, inside the vegetables, it will become basar b'cholov. Wow. Hey, that's a powerful chavistas. Just trying to look for. I thought it was in Sifkat and Vav. I thought it was in Sifkat and Vav. I don't remember. Right now, as I'm looking for it, I don't see exactly the line. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan, Badei HaShulchan quotes a Svara. On page Reish Memches, I believe. So the problem with this, though, and the Chavistas points this out somewhere in that shtickle, which I saw earlier today, I just can't remember if it's in Sifkat and Dalet, Sifkat and Vav, and I'm having a hard time finding it. The problem then is of the Chavistas, that all you should need is Shishim Keneged Chatzi HaKaf. You shouldn't need Shishim Keneged the entire Kaf, because if the entire Kaf is not Basar B'Cholov, right, and I'm worried that it's going to become Basar B'Cholov when it's in the vegetables. So in order to become basar b'cholov, I need, right, that there's basar and cholov that get mixed up when I stick it into the vegetables. If I'm mevatel one of them, that's enough. So l'cha'ora, being mevatel either the basar or the cholov would suffice, and then I should only require shishim kineged chatzi hakaf. Why is it I require shishim kineged kol hakaf? That's the question on this beer.
I didn't know which half you would.
I don't know which half, but one of them, as long as I'm a vato, one of them, I presumably solve the problem.
Well, why don't you assume that you'll get half meat and half dairy, and you'll still have basar b'cholov?
Again, if I have shishim, I'm never going to have basar b'cholov. So usually we assume I need shishim can negate the entire volume of the spoon. But l'chayre, I shouldn't need shishim keneged the entire volume of the spoon. I should only need shishim keneged either the amount of basar or the amount of chalav. Because if it's not basar b'chalav in the spoon, it's only becoming basar b'chalav in the vegetables. So long as I can be mevato half of it, I'm good to go. Right? Now,
one, because
what against one what?
Sorry, the we said have the spoon is dairy, so then the dairy spoon, all the dairy.
Well, 59 out of 60 parts of the dairy, let's say, left. One part of dairy maybe remained, but maybe 10 parts remained, maybe 50 parts remained. I don't know.
Okay, so the fact that
I don't know how much dairy remained, and consequently, I don't know how much meat entered. There's a limited amount of space in the spoon. Whatever was occupied by dairy beforehand and the dairy left is now going to be occupied by meat, but it won't be basar b'chalav because it's, right, according to the Trumas Hadeshim, when it leaves, right? No, it's not, because it's a klisheni. The spoon, right, is a klisheni. There's no such thing as basa b'chalav in a klisheni.
But also, you're never going to know how much.
The maximum of amount of Isra I could possibly have is the full contents of the spoon. But I don't know how much of that is basa, how much of that is chalav.
Right, but
all I should need is to be mevatel one of those two components.
Because you don't know how much, so you're going to have to mevatel everything.
No. Because some of it is, right? Either I'm mevatel the meat or the dairy. If I'm mevatel one of them, so there can't be basar b'chalav in the vegetables. Right. That. As long as one of them is butto, right?
Yeah.
So then, will the yarakos be the other type?
So that means you, no, meaning that you can never eat it with milkshakes or flesh.
The yarakos are going to be basar b'chalav.
But if you're mevato one type.
If I'm mevato one type, so and I don't know which one I was mevato, so I can never eat it. And the chanami, if I'm mevato
everything.
Huh?
That's why you should mevatel everything, so you know you can eat.
But the fact is, there won't be any basar b'chalav here, right? Maybe I have to mevatel everything based on some minhag that we spoke about in the shachs earlier, that something that's both basar and chalav you can't use for anything, but it's not really basar b'chalav. And the impression that you get over here is that really is basar b'chalav. Oh. Now, if, however, the Megillah Sefer is correct, that the halacha does not really follow the Trumas Hadeshen, so then we're not really saying the Svara that it's a klisheni. Right? One of the guys was asking me about how come we didn't do the Taz at the end of Tzadi Beis, about Kasher and Kalim with a ladle. That Taz is mamish relevant for this Trumas Hadeshen, no? The Taz is basically saying that the ladle is a kli sheni. At least we're choishish that the ladle is a kli sheni that you can't do hagolah from it. That's a trumas hadeshen dekasvara, right? One could argue that if we reject the trumas hadeshen, we're assuming that the ladle is dino kli rishon, right? Right. In other words, these are all conversations that we had way back and when. Oh. Now, there's another issue that might be relevant over here. Yeshiva University furniture is mamish. Oh. Right, there's another issue that might be relevant, which is another shach. And let's see if we can make sense out of this one. The shach in Eis Yud. Let's say I have the spoon that used to be a chalav spoon. I stick it in basar, so it becomes basar b'chalav, right? That's what we're assuming. The spoon now becomes basar b'chalav. And then b'diyeved, this spoon is going to asur, the Mechaber says, if I stick it into basar or chalav. However, it's only going to asur if I stick it into basar or chalav when it is toich me'es la'es, right? Now, what does Toch Me'es La'es mean? So there's a machlokas between the Shach and the Bach, no? In Os Yod. The Shach assumes that you need Me'es La'es from the Shas HaTechiva. Okay? So let's go slowly. I have a spoon. I use the spoon to make hot cocoa. Breakfast time, 8 a.m., nice late breakfast, right? You make hot cocoa with that spoon. It's balua from chalav. Then I use the spoon, I'm tochev it into kedera, shel basar at 2 p.m. right? Then the next day, I eat an early lunch. I eat lunch at 12 p.m. So the chef is going to say that it's going to be a problem because it's toch me es la'es of the shas ha techiva. But the Bach is going to say that once you're at 12 p.m., it's not a problem anymore because more than 24 hours have elapsed since the calf was nitrav into the cholov, and therefore it's no longer basar b'cholov, right? That's what the Bach assumes. And the Shach points out that if you read the Darkei Moshe, the end of Os Zayin, the Darkei Moshe quotes an Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch, and he says that the simple reading of the Isser V'Heter would be what the Bach says, but you can't learn it that way. So the Shach Ledina says that all you need is Toch Me'es La'es of the Shas HaTechiva, and I don't care about Toch Me'es La'es from the Shas Ha... from the Shas Bishol HaCholov, right? So far, so good. Machlekes Shach and Bach. Pashtus is, the Shach and the Bach are arguing about whether Basar B'Cholov was with a Beis or with a Vav. That the Bach is assuming that there's no new entity of Basar B'Cholov that's created. Rather, the Isser is only if it's Basar V'Cholov. Right? And once the cholov becomes nifgam, once 24 hours have elapsed since cholov went into it, so therefore it's going to be permitted according to the Bach. But the Shach says, no, there's a new entity called basar b'cholov that's created, and consequently, right, you have 24 hours from Shas HaTechiva, not from the Zman that the cholov was absorbed. Comes along the Chavistas, and the Chavistas in Eis Vav says that the Bach L'Cha'ora is correct. L'Cha'ora the Bach is correct. Why? Zok the Chavistas, it can't be that the spoon really becomes Basar B'Cholov, because the moment I remove this spoon from the Kedera, it's a klisheni, and as a klisheni, it can't become usser. And Kozman, it's inside, I have the Svara of Makushar, and it also can't become usser. So the spoon cannot possibly be Basar B'Cholov. Rather, there is basar in the spoon, and there is cholov in the spoon. So that can create a problem when I stick it into something later on. But in order to have that problem, it's got to be that it's toch me'es la'es of the absorption of the basar and the absorption of the cholov. Once one of them is nifgam, so it can't create a problem with the other min, because it's... right? It's not basar b'cholov. Effectively, what the Bach is saying, or the Chavistas is being masbir the Bach, is that the reason why the Bach says you need basar b'cholov, toich me'es la'es of the original absorption of the cholov, is because the spoon never became basar b'cholov. Based on the Trumas Hadesh and Svara, the spoon, right, is basar and cholov in it, right? This is what you were talking about before, Rosenzweig, but it's not basar b'cholov. If the spoon is not basar b'cholov, so once one of them is nifgam, it's going to all be okay. Now, if you read the Chavistas carefully, he's really saying, he seems to be saying, first of all, that you can have unidirectional basar b'cholov, which is a topic that we spoke about in our youth. Right? In other words, if I have cholov in the spoon, the cholov is going to become usar from the basar, but the basar cannot make the the cholov is going to become usar from the basar, but the cholov cannot asar the basar. Those types of things, right? That's what emerges from the Bach, that's that conversation. But effectively, what the Bach is basically saying is that since the Trumas Hadeshin is right, So memela, right, the bach has to be correct. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eger, and Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his hagos on the chavastas and os beis, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, no, 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 no. You see, the trumas hadeshen, who says that it has a din of a kli sheni, that's not fully accepted. The Trumas HaDeshen is only saying that in a situation when you have other snifim lahakel. For example, when the issue is only midrabanan because you're sticking it into the same min, because it's a min b'mino situation. But were it to be an issue d'oraisa, so the Trumas HaDeshen would not say that's far at all. And in our case, it would be an issue d'oraisa, right? And because it's an issue d'oraisa, therefore it can become basar b'cholav inside the spoon itself. In other words, the svar that has a din of a kli sheni is not so pashut. The Trumas HaDeshen only says that svara behits taref, the fact that it's a min b'mino, which is only a din to rabbanon. And therefore, if you stick it into a yerek, when it's a chashash d'oraisa, so we're not going to be soimeich that the spoon is considered a kli sheni. Right, that's all in the Rebbe Akiva Eger's Hagah on the Chavastas. By the way, going back to what the Chavastas' original Raya, that the Trumas HaDeshen has to be correct based on the Taz, Sof Simon, Sadi, Beis, right? What should emerge is that maybe for Hagolas Kalim, to a certain extent it's considered Kli Rishon, to a certain extent the Lido is considered Kli Sheni, depending on whether it's a Min B'mino, Min B'she'ino Mino, it's not Pashut that we accept or reject the Trumas HaDeshen. Right? So let's just review. What we have over here is the Shachan Osvav quotes the Trumas HaDeshen, but there's the other Svara of the Rambah. These two Svaras are going to be relevant in so far as the Shachan Ostes and the Shachan Osyud. Right? If you accept the Trumas HaDeshen, so then there's not going to be a problem in Ois Tes and in Ois Yud. The Shach himself seems not to really be accepting the Trumas HaDeshen, or not completely accepting the Trumas HaDeshen, which is what the Rebbe Akiva Eger is saying, that we only accept the Trumas HaDeshen in the situation of D'oraisa. Right, the Chavistas is saying that we accept the Trumas HaDeshen entirely, but that would seem to go against those Shachs in Sifkat and Tes and in Sifkat and Yud. So far, so good. Let's try to do one more Ha'ara here. Maybe two more Ha'aras. I stick a milchik spoon into a fleshik pot. So the halacha is that it becomes usur, right? I stick, if there's shishim, the spoon is going to be aser, even though the pot is going to remain mutter. So the Beis Yosef asks Akasha, how come it's going to be a problem at all? Shouldn't there be hagala that's done on the spoon when you stick it into the fleshik pot, right? That's the kasha. So the answer that the Beis Yosef gives, he gives a few answers, but the official answer, the more accepted answer, and it's quoted here in the Taz and Ois Gimel, is that Hagala requires roschen. Hagala requires boiling, bubbling water. And to become usher, all you need is yad soledes. Roschen is not necessary to become usher. The Beis Yosef commented that this seems to be against the Rashba that we had in Sadi Gimel. Because the Rashba says that klishas ha-isser takes place when I cook your ruckles in a milchik pot or in a fleshik pot. I'm going to be maklish the isser, right? That's some sort of hagala. I mehecha tasted his roischim. So you see that there's klishas ha-isser even if it's not roischim. The Shach in the Kudas HaKesef and Sadi Gimel accepted the Rashba, and the Shach said it's dafka talking about when there's roischim, right? But this Beis Yosef is neming on that the Rashba is against the Shtikl Torah that we're saying that Hagala only requires Reischem. Good question. Why does Hagala require Reischem? So if you look in the Rav Prima Gadim, who we love because he was awesome. He did not go to YU, but he still was awesome. So the Prima Gadim in Mishpatel Sifkat and Zion, right? By the way, you really should listen to the commencement address from YU. It's like really good. But this year's graduation speech. Mamish Gavaldek. No? Okay. But the Prima Gadim in, that's a word from our sponsors. The Prima Gadim, Mishmatzel Sifkat in Gimel, right? He mentioned me by name. Not me. The Prima Gadim in Sifkat in Gimel in the Mishmatzos says that the reason why you require Mala Rasicha is based on Kibolo Kach Polto. Meaning that once it's boiling, you know for sure it's as hot as it was when it absorbed. I'm never sure how hot it is when it absorbed. I don't know. But once it's boiling, for sure I have that temperature. Right? The Prima Gadim has that lashon, no? Be'ilam Mala Rasicha Mishum Kiboloi Kach Polto. Now, if the din of Mala Rasicha is out Kibolo Kach Polto, I end up with a few major league problems. One problem is, let's say I cook oil in a pot. The boiling point of oil, kayadua, is higher than 212 Fahrenheit, no? What? I think oil boils... Where's my physicist? Huh? It boils lower, at a lower temperature. So if I... So oil would not be a problem. Well, no, I thought oil boils at a higher temperature. Okay, if it boils at a lower temperature, it's not a problem. Okay, let's go a pressure cooker. Right. What? Oil boils at 57 degrees Fahrenheit. What? 257, yeah. 257 is higher than 212. That's what I thought. Okay. So if a keli became shreif, are you date oil? No? I don't know. You create a situation. A keli became shreif, are you date oil? Can I kasher it with boiling water? If the Prima Gadim is right, that kibolo kach polto is the reason why you need mala resicha, so then it wouldn't help. It became treif at 257. I have to kasher at 257. Nowhere in Poskim do you ever see that that is correct. Right? Nowhere in Poskim do you see that you really require the same temperature that Isser went in for it to come out. If that would be the case, so then the Rav would have to ask a Shaila. Tell me, where did your Kela become treif? Did it become treif in Denver? In Denver, the boiling point is lower than it is in New York, no? It's the mile-high city, Kayadua. Right? Let's say, if it became treif in New York, I couldn't kasher a keli in Denver. If I have a pressure cooker, can I kasher a pressure cooker? Pressure cookers boil at a much higher temperature than normal stuff. Poskim assume, and if you look in the Sefer Hagolas Kelim, footnote 301 in chapter 13, Perek Yud Gimel of Hagolas Kelim book tells you how you kasher everything. So footnote 301 has a long discussion of pressure cookers, and they quote from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and from all the poskim that we kasher items at 212 no matter what. In other words, we're assuming that the din of resicha is an absolute requirement. It's not a din of kabolo kapolto, which seems to be against this Prima Gadim over here. Rosenzweig. Right. In other words, I would need to know how it became treif. And Reb Shlomo Zalman actually brings an interesting raya. We saw already the Tosis Sof Avodah Zarah that Rabbeinu Tam holds that it could be machshir al yedei iroi. No, Rav Dan says like kasher keli by yedei iroi. Iroi by definition is going to have a lower temperature than the keli absorbed that. No, lechora. Right. I could be machshir a kli rishon. Right, the kli that was became treif mamish on the fire. Right, I could be mashed by sticking it into a kli in the that has water in it. By definition, it's going to be a lower temperature. The kli is going to be hotter when it's directly on the fire. Right, I still kasher. So you have many, many rayas in the Hagolas Kelim book that we do not say this far. If I remember correctly, he's not mayor that the lush of the Prima Gadim in Sadi Dala Gimel is that it's based on kibolo kach polto, but that's what the that's what Prima Gadim says. The Goin in Os Yod Aleph points out that there's a Beferish Gemara that you need Resicha for Hechsher. The Gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah asked the Shaila about whether a Shpud requires Libun or Hagala, and the Maskana of the first answer we propose in the Gemara is that there's a difference between Kodshim and Chulin based on Kol Yom V'Yom Nasagiyo L'Chaveiro. Now, Kol Yom V'Yom Nasagiyo L'Chaveiro is rejected in the Gemara, and it's not clear why it's rejected. Zakta Gon, he thinks the reason why it's rejected is because Hagolah requires Resicha. And Ko Yom Vim Nasa Gila Chaveiro is not Maila Resicha. It's not boiling. When I usually cook stuff, Lav Davka doesn't come to boiling. So these are some of the points in Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet. B'li Neder, we're going weiter, pushing ahead tomorrow, Sif. Hey, have a wonderful day, Deborah.